Blog Talk Radio.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? About nothing and everything all at once.
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, no chat about it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Hi, Billy Mays here with Sorby. Hi, Billy Mays here with the Awesome Auger. Hi, Billy Mays here for Mighty Putty. Hi, Billy Mays here for Mighty Mendit. Hi, Billy Mays here for Mighty Shine. Hi, Billy Mays here. Hi, Billy Mays here for the Steam Buddy. Hi, Billy Mays here. Hi, Billy Mays here for the Handy Switch. Hi, Billy Mays here for the Hercules Hook. Hi, I'm Billy Mays.
Cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, to my right, as always, a few hundred miles away, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, J-Man here for I'm With Stupid. Oh, man, that was a bit much. Billy Mays.
Yes.
Sounded pretty good for a dead man.
Yes, he did. And as we are going to be talking about marketing and the such today, I hear, who else better than Billy Mays?
He was a genius.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the greats of all time.
I would have used Ron Popeil, but I couldn't get good audio on any of his set it and forget it clips.
Yeah, well, at least you didn't use the slap chop guy and the wonder towel guy or whatever.
Yes, oh,
that was,
the ShamWow
that,
guy.
The ShamWow guy, yeah.
Although, as he does get drunk and beat up hookers, he's a
lot well,
more
yeah,
demographic.
Yeah, one of our favorite pastimes. Yeah. So how's it going today, Matt?
Oh, Jay, just enjoying the post-Christmas hangover. Everything's good. Sun's out today. A little cold, but sunny. Very nice. Had a little incident. Had a nice Christmas, but had a little incident Christmas night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did this incident involve people in vehicles with flashing blue and red lights?
Well, yes, Jay, it did. As a matter.
Yes, that always makes it fun and exciting.
Uh-huh. You know, I had a permission to enter the beer mine, although it was closed, to get beer and smoke should the lovely Schmoop and I need them. And about 7:15 Christmas night, Schmoop said, "We need more beer." And I knew we had plenty, and it was a situation and a moment where I should have been the adult. I could have been the adult, but I chose not to be the adult. And I drove our drunken asses 2 minutes over to the beer mine.
Uh-oh.
And I went into the beer mine. After unlocking the front door, I went in. I hit the code on the alarm to make sure it didn't go off. Well, it wasn't responding to my direction. And about 45 seconds later, all the lights go on in the building. The siren blares outside. 20 seconds after that, there's a cop car pulling right up to the beer mine.
Yeah, because they have nothing else to do in Bagwine.
Fortunately, Jay... And here's the only saving grace of this entire story. between the few seconds I had between the alarm going off and the cops getting there, I ran back outside and told Schmoop to get her ass in the driver's seat. And I'll tell you what, even at almost 46 years of age, she went over that console like nobody's business.
Well, you know, she is quite athletic.
She is. Still very flexible.
Very spry.
And after the cops interrogated me for 30 seconds or so, and we straightened it out, they left. I got our beer, which we didn't need, and safely reset the alarm and went about our way back home.
Yeah. Well, now, I need to ask you, when you talk about, you know, when you go in and turn off the alarm, do you have to quickly call Drive-By Mikey and ask him what the code is? Like you occasionally have to send me a message and say, hey, what's the password to get into DTR?
You would think I do, but being the numbers guy, Jay, these are just numbers. These are just numbers.
Oh, there
so
it
they
is.
They are inculcated in my mind.
Oh, that's it. Because the password here is a combination of
exactly
letters and numbers, and that's where
right
it throws you.
That throws me off.
Well, it's nice to know that the Bagwine's Finest is that responsive, and they're there to serve and protect as quickly as possible.
Until there's an actual robbery, and then
until a meth head is actually holding a Glock 40 at your face.
Uh-huh.
In which case, they're like, ooh, I don't want any of that.
But other than that, it was a pleasant Christmas.
Oh, excellent. And you know what? Our chat room is Babeville this morning.
You know, not a lot of people, but a lot of quality people.
You got that right. Shout out to Catherine and to Knight. We were just talking We were just talking about Knight.
Yes, we were.
The show.
Mm-hmm. All on the up and up,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah. All of it positive. And
we
know,
did not go in the gutter.
No. So, anyway, I want to thank you for your efforts this morning on the official I'm With Stupid blog, which you can find at iwsradio.blogspot.com. Head off an international incident.
I know you were had a little anger building up, and then you let it go yesterday on the website. A few things over the year that you said you have had enough of and just can't take anymore.
Had to let it out.
And while letting it out, you alienated an entire nation.
Well, these things happen. And you have attempted to rebuild that bridge, but I tell you what, we haven't heard anything in response.
No, we haven't.
It's early still.
It is still early in the day. And for those of you who don't know,
Christmas holiday, even though they're not Christians.
20% of them are. 20-25%. Yeah, let's see, Mike, dig that number up, pal. I'm on it. And for those of you who don't know, yesterday on the IWS website, and Jay listed 30 things that he's just had enough of, and one of which was being the entire nation of Burkina Faso.
Right. And then today, Matt Mann wrote an open letter of apology. He has emailed the, Burkina Faso's consulate in D.C.
Yeah, no, an entire embassy.
The embassy, and he's attempted to contact the prime minister's office direct and their delegation to the United Nations.
Yes, And as of yet, we have yet to hear back from them.
Yeah, but we're going to be patient. I'm going to give them a chance.
Yeah.
But if we don't hear back from really here in the next day or so, then I think we're going to have to maybe turn our attention to Kiribati or someplace like that.
Exactly.
As our new official country sponsor. we'll give that a shot. We'll see how it goes.
There you go.
Yeah. But that blog post did give me an idea as we are going to strategize for 2012.
Yes, this is a big strategy meeting.
Yeah, it did give me an idea for a concept for either a feature on the blog or here on the show. And that is that we could pick a people, place, or thing, and we could debate about that place, whether it is, you know, good or bad. And one person take the, you know, bad cop, good cop type thing.
Correct.
And I think that could be pretty good. That could work out pretty well. You know, if we had to, we'll just make stuff up. But
but we don't like to do that.
No.
We like to be first, fast, and factual.
Right. And I want to apologize tonight for us not going into the gutter.
Correct.
But, you know, not to worry, Knight. We will get there soon enough.
In fact, well, it's a little harder for me to do because after seeing that new picture of her on Facebook, I could just tell that, you know, she's given up. She's just let herself go.
she's regressed to just routinely gorgeous now.
Exactly.
Rather than.
There's just no wow factor there.
Just every day amazingly gorgeous.
Exactly.
So anyway, that was an idea I had that we could do. We could pick a place like I don't know, like say Atlanta, and then one of us could, you know, if you can find anything good about Atlanta, one person could take the good side.
A lot another of strip clubs there.
Yeah, well, there you go. See, there's a good.
See, there's a positive.
There's a positive right there. See, you are a positive guy. I have a feeling that you would have to take the positive most of the time.
Don't wear me out, Jay.
And I mean,
even
because,
even I can only drink so much, okay?
But then we could, you know, that we or you know we could take a, you know a country like Burkina Faso, or an individual person, and you know, maybe somebody like I don't know, Miley Cyrus, who, by the way. I'm a little disappointed in her too. So
yeah.
I don't know. 2011 has been a year of disappointments.
That has.
And I got to tell you, I don't know what else to do. I wished her a happy birthday back in November.
Mm-hmm.
Wished her a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Told her that I loved her. Told her I loved her new. Profile picture on Twitter, even though she's wearing a Beatles T-shirt.
I saw that.
And what have I gotten?
Heartache.
Exactly. So I just don't know. I just don't really know what to do here. Well, no.
In fact, we could make an effort this year to alienate every country in the world.
We could do that. How many of them are there? 250-something or 240?
I think we're up to it. We've already done Norway, Britain, and Burkina Faso.
So we are off to a good start.
That's right.
But no, you have a New Year's resolution to be nice to the Norwegians, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Yeah, give it a shot.
sit down together and break bread and eat some kippers.
Yeah.
And
Listen to some ABBA
and just forget about the whole massacre thing that happened.
Huh. Well, we want to let everybody know that the phone lines are open.
As they always are, at 661-244-9852. And, Jay, something you and I have discussed tirelessly that maybe Catherine and the lovely knight, and the lovely Catherine, sorry about that, Catherine, always looking for guest writers. Write something funny for I'm With Stupid.
Got that on my list of stuff that we're going to talk, that we could, we need to work on for 2012 is, we can't really add people to the radio show because it's only 45 minutes and there's just not much room in here between our egos. but now we could take callers. Absolutely. We can take callers all the time.
Yeah.
but yeah, on the website, if people who would like to do regular or irregular guest posts are more than welcome.
Yeah.
Love to have them. And it's the website, really, it is less about us and more about them.
Indeed it
and
is.
And so, you know, if you know, there's we're not going to put a cap on the number of people who can post there if they would like to.
No.
We're going to give everybody the, you know, the freedom. And we don't censor, you know, we're not.
No.
We're not the government. We're not looking to censor people.
We're not Burkina Faso.
No. We're not oppressive.
And plus, if people guest post, and we get a lot of guest posts, that gives you and I more time to act like juveniles on Twitter during the evening.
It does. And more time to put together quality bets for the radio show.
Exactly.
And which is also something we need to do. Maybe come up with new characters. Maybe work on some impressions or something like that.
I had that written down as well. Because I think the characters we do have are pretty good. We just need to develop a few more.
Yeah. And maybe we could.
Yes.
Sorry, I just totally got distracted by Knight for a second here. Knight says in the chat room, so I could write a post that is pretty much just pictures of me in all the leather pants I got for Jeebus Day, and you would allow me to post this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Could do it.
Hell, that might convert some PETA members.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, where was I? The hell with it. No. No, we're talking about coming up with some new
Thanks
characters.
Thanks a lot, Knight. He's worthless now. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know that you know, comedians like you know, like Louis C.K. and Chris Rock and those guys come up with a new show, all new stuff every year,
mm-hmm.
And you know we'll need to do the same. We'll need to come up with a new shtick.
Mm-hmm. The only thing is, they have the luxury of doing that in that same show the entire year, from city to city.
True. Yeah, or you could be more like Robin Williams, who hasn't come up with a new show since 1984.
You know, I just find him creepy. He's just a creepy man. And don't get me wrong, I think he's a fantastic actor, but
he is that.
But I've never found him all that funny as a comedian.
No.
He just creeps me out.
Yeah. And let's see, Catherine says she's pretty sure that you. Oh, Catherine says she's pretty sure you posted a picture of her in leather chaps.
I have.
Oh,
that is a hot
yeah.
picture. I am going to have to go back on the bag line and get that picture. That is a gorgeous picture.
Oh yeah, that's going to have to make an appearance.
Yes. I believe they were assless and some long, dark hair.
Mm-hmm. Right then.
Yeah, back then. Focus.
Focus. That's another thing that we need to work on in 2012 is our focus.
Yeah, boy.
Catherine and Knight are doing a great job of helping us work on that.
Yeah, we really got to get over that thing where, well, in this case too, but, you know, just one hot chip chick shows up in the chat room and it's all over.
Yeah. We do need to, you know, we need to be able to control ourselves. Especially,
we need to be,
since part of our ultimate goal is to to have groupies. So we need to learn some self control here.
Right. In other words, we need to grow up.
Oh, I hate that you put it that way.
I know. I hated to say those two words.
You know, that really does kind of bring the whole thing down. But anyway, as I was saying, with our our debate bit that we could do, we could actually do that for our Matt Said, Jay Said on Saturdays, if you want.
We could do that.
And I was thinking that we could then, you know, send a link to that post to, if we're talking about a city, we could send it to the city's newspapers, radio stations.
Oh, my God. There's another thing I can check off my list, Jay.
Yeah, see there, and with the ultimate goal of being that somebody is so offended that they write an article in a newspaper, like say the Cincinnati Inquirer or the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, where they just trash us and tell us how horrible we are, and yet give us thousands and thousands and thousands of hits.
To which we will be more than happy to post that.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we will give them, you know, we'll post their complaints and give them full credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe they could take a shot or two at us on Twitter.
That'd be nice.
That'd be all right. We can, that's another thing is I'm going to get I am going to get a celebrity to retweet either the show or the blog. In 2012, hopefully multiple times. I got one. Got Alessandra Torresani.
Yes. Who is hot. Are you distracted again, Jay? I think we may have lost Jay. Or maybe we lost me. J-Man? Anyway, yeah, that's some of the stuff we could do. Along those same lines, I thought that maybe I would try to get out, get some sponsors this year, like Steel Reserve, Wild Irish Rose.
And I'm back.
Okay.
Fucking Google.
You know what's funny? The tides are turning.
Yes, I've noticed that.
It used to be me who had all the technical troubles.
All right. Where did they cut me off at? Had I mentioned Alessandra Torresani yet?
Yeah, and I said she was hot, and I heard nothing. That's how I knew you were gone.
Right. I was going to say she's not that big a name, but... You know, she's been on TV, so it counts. So.
Nothing like a blonde Italian with doughy eyes.
Absolutely. Who's 4'11".
Yeah, and then I was trying to type, and so was Knight. We were trying to find you, I thought I would also try to get us a couple sponsors this year, like Steel Reserve, Wild Irish Rose.
Oh, yeah. That would be fantastic.
Because it would
Patron nice tequila.
Be, yeah, it would nice to have a little cash on hand so we could go prime time.
You could, although I don't know if we could really if we could go much more than the 45 minutes we did go.
Oh, I think we could, because then that will allow us to do all those funny bits that we have in the past.
That's
that we
true.
Really can't do anymore.
Just 2 and 3 minute long. You know, 3 minutes is just about the right amount of time, because people don't, it doesn't start to drag on and people don't get bored with it. And it's
right.
plenty of time to run and pee and come back.
Exactly. We could fire Schmoop again. We wouldn't have to do pee break with Schmoop.
Which I don't want to fire Schmoop. I think Schmoop is fantastic. Even though
she
Google
is.
Did mess up when she was on Saturday night. I feel bad about that, but it was Google's fault again.
Yeah, of course it was. Because funny bits, like you mentioned last night, the live remote with Guy on Your Dick from Christmas Island.
Mm-hmm.
There's another country we can add to the list.
Yeah, here we go. We've already clobbered them.
And I think it's time we start merchandising too.
Probably right. Get our name out there that way. Get some of the we need to do some I'm with stupid babes to do a little advertising for us.
Yeah.
And maybe even a couple of I'm with stupid studs.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I was thinking you and I mean, I could set up a cafe press thing tonight, and who wouldn't want a picture of our mugs on a coffee mug? I mean, how could you not start your day without an I'm with stupid coffee mug?
You know, I just can't imagine anybody who would not want to drink the essence of Matt and Jay. First thing in the morning.
That's right. Especially when hungover.
Exactly. And speaking of essence, I think that, you know, eventually, maybe not this year, but eventually, I'm thinking, you know, our own cooking line and food products like Paula Deen has done.
That would be great. Oh, I'll tell you what, that gives me another idea, and this is completely spontaneous. The I'm with Stupid cookbook.
Oh,
it would make a perfect gift for Christmas 2012, Jay.
It would. Oh. But yeah, you know, I was thinking about the I'm with Stupid T-shirts and getting the babes to model. You know, that is what Dr. Blogstein did with his Got Blogstein T-shirts. One of his one of the people who did his wore his T-shirt for him was your cat. And,
you're breaking up, Jay.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you hear me
I
now?
Knew who you were, yeah. Who were you going to say? Because I know my
BFF Warrior Cat.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that she would love to wear a I'm with Stupid or Who's Stupid or Got Stupid T-shirt for us, as she would move on from the Blogstein world into the stupid world.
Mm-hmm. And here we go. Catherine said she'd totally buy a cookbook.
There we go. And Knight says she wants a mug.
We're already there.
If that's all we ever sold, we'd be happy.
I know.
Or at least, you know, we'd claim to be happy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've got there's potential out there. There's,
yes, sir.
You know, we've always been told we had potential. We just, you know.
I always knew I did. I just have never done anything with it.
Uh-huh. So, 30 seconds left in the live stream. If anybody wanted to get in, call
661-244-9852. Do it quick, please.
Do it quick, and you'll be able to hang out with us during the after show. Otherwise, please come back to the archives and listen to the final 15 minutes so you don't miss out on any of the awesome stuff. And we got to talk about – we got more stuff to talk about, like getting guests on the show, like internet-famous guests. you know, and stuff like that.
But anyway, thanks for listening, guest and night and cat.
Cat might have been the guest in the chat room.
No. Oh, you mean Warrior Cat?
Oh, yeah. No.
Because I always called Catherine Cat.
Right. Well, she's another cat.
She is a cat. They're all over the place.
They are. The world is like Hemingway's house because there are just cats
yeah,
all over.
That's right.
I did a blog post one time about whether or not Kate Winslet, Kate Beckinsale, and a couple other the famous Kate Moss, if anybody's ever all seen them in one place, or if there's really just one Kate. Anyway.
Kate
Beckinsale.
Oh,
yes.
Focus. There we go again.
Yeah, I know.
We need to get a ruler slapping the hand audio file so whenever one of us...
Either that, or you could just get a nun to stand next to you and smack you with the ruler. And I could get a little old lady reminding me of Mrs. Langston from first grade with her yardstick.
That's
whacking
right.
Me across the shoulders when I'm getting
hell,
out of line.
I feel like I know Mrs. Langston. You've talked about her so much.
You dream about her.
And Catherine is big on the cookbook.
Yes, she is. We're going to have to explore that possibility here.
I think that would be good because I'll tell you what, Jay, a long time ago, when the Food Network was just, it had been around for a little bit, but it was really starting to take off. I'm saying what? Not long after I moved in with Shmoop, so 8 years, 8 to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I was thinking, no one writes recipes for people who live in apartments and don't have all this shit in their cabinets and stuff. Back
this is
space,
true.
Little room.
This is true.
Yep.
Yep. And recipes that you don't have to go to a specialty food store on Long Island.
Exactly.
Or in Malibu or Santa Monica to get the ingredients.
Yeah. There you go. We may have to think about that.
Yeah. And like I was saying about the possibility of getting some guests on the show.
Yes.
A little interview, people
that
would
be
bring
nice.
In, that would bring in crowds. Somebody who's
almost as much as
internet famous.
Yeah.
Right. And we would totally pay them back by agreeing to be interviewed on their website or show or whatever.
That's another thing we need to get people to get us on their show.
Right. Right. Other than, but not Maury, because I am not the father. although, go on Maury's show, you might get a chance to meet Connie Chung.
Not a big fan.
I had a feeling.
Now, if he was married to Betty Nguyen, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear, as we were going live, Betty Nguyen and Julie Bandalas both tweeted at the same time.
Ugh.
Yeah, baby. I'd like to get in the middle of that. I'd like to be the meat in that sandwich. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
hey,
focus
in fact,
again.
Jay,
In fact,
Jay,
well, you know what? We need, instead of record or on-air light, we need focus light on our switchboard.
Hey, It's a, yeah, a blinking light that says, hey, do you remember you have an audience? But Banderas and Betty Gwynn, man, that's your Asiantina sandwich.
Exactly, right there. That's the dream girl right there.
Betty Banderas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what else? And I always forget about this. We have a YouTube site, too.
Now, this is something that, you know, that I mentioned, or I've mentioned before, talking about doing more vlogging for the blog. That's something I'd like to do. And I was going to ask about, do we already have, or if I needed to set up an official I'm With Stupid YouTube page?
No, we do have a YouTube page. I will send you the link. It was all blank. I just threw a couple things up there real quick because I had forgotten about it. And I'll send you that link. There's already a couple videos.
I'm glad you could let me in on this.
Jay, it just came to me this morning.
All right, no, that's good, because we want to do that. We want to expand on the in the YouTube world. And
how we
there,
can apply,
you know, there are a
level.
Lot of people who man, there are some people who have turned their little YouTube pages into something huge.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the My Drunk Kitchen chick, Hannah Hart, who is hilarious. And she does her little 6 and 8 minute My Drunk Kitchen videos and gets 500,000, 600,000 views, 1 million views on a couple of them.
You know, that'll require me to get a camera.
A new camera.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we definitely want to do that. We definitely want to do a little more vlogging on the website there occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe post a few rants, post, you know, a few ideas. Something happened, just click on the camera and, you know, let Barack Obama have it, or Mitt Romney, or whoever at the moment.
Or like from yesterday, your list of things that you've had enough of.
Yeah, you know, I almost did do that. I almost vlogged that.
You could have gone all Andy Rooney all over the place.
I could have. I could have. I thought about vlogging, and I could have, you know, because I talked about the, you know, George Carlin and his psychotic fucking hatreds. And I could have just reeled them off, much like he did, you know, Tim fucking Tebow.
And that's all that needed to be said.
Yeah. People who are gorgeous and popular who claim to be nerds.
Or the rich people say, it's not about the money.
Mm.
No.
Don't get me started.
It's about my craft.
Now, Albert Pujols, it wasn't about the money. You just happened to go to the place that offered you by far the most money. Well, just because they offered me an extra $85 million and a no-trade contract, it wasn't about the money.
No. So let me recap what we have so far.
Okay.
We have guest writers.
On the blog, yep.
Videos. Do
yep.
something with our YouTube page. I really would
yep.
like to go prime time.
That would be nice.
And merchandising.
Yeah. And get celebrities to retweet the site or the show if we can.
Yeah, and this came to my mind. I mentioned the sponsors like Steel Reserve, Wild Irish Rose. My goal this year is to, like, once every quarter, once every 3 months, develop a relationship. I'm not good at that. But with, like, a company like Cassano's Pizza. I actually had I told you I won those tickets yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said thank you to Cassano's Pizza with a picture of their pizza on my Facebook page. And the owner of the chain commented on my Facebook page. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
Only
exactly.
doing it with I'm with stupid. It may be through that we could actually have giveaways and stuff on the show.
That would be great. That would bring in the crowds.
Yep.
Yep. That and I was thinking about things like if people in the blogosphere, you know, a lot of people on the blogosphere are also writing a book that they, you know, is available on Kindle or even in, you know, traditional hardback form or whatever. Maybe they could come on the show. Maybe we could give a book away.
We'd be happy to, unless it's about vampires or something like that.
Zombies and vampires, I've kind of had enough of them for now, but. We're open to helping people out. I know our good buddies over there at Beer for the Shower have a book that's been released.
Yeah.
I've got it on my Kindle right now. It was it was free on Christmas Day, so I downloaded that bad boy.
And how was it?
It's, you know what, I'm about 11% into it. It's pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. Well, it tells you at the bottom how far along you are. Instead of page numbers,
really?
It'll say, you know. Yeah, it'll say 1%, 3%, 11%, you know.
So actually now, with the technology we have today, reading a book makes you stupider.
Well, no.
No.
It's just done differently now.
It's okay.
Let's see. Something we had talked about, that putting up the stupid question of the day on Facebook.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I really should do that. I mean, if I can post it, I'm not sure I can.
You can probably, you can't post a link, but you can post just a general.
I was just kidding. I was just showing my disdain for the.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, Facebook it should be number one on the list of things I've had enough of right now. God, it drives me crazy.
And
everybody's
going,
got the new timeline. Who cares? You know, it keeps giving
me
this message. You could switch to the new timeline. I don't want to. I don't care about it.
I'm a big Facebook fan. Well, I have been up until the last week or so.
Yep. But anyway, we'll start doing that. I would say maybe like around, since most people do their Facebook activities the day while they're supposed to be working, I'd say that, you know, question of the day going up around 10 or 11 a.m. seems to get the most activity going.
Yep.
Things like, you know.
You had a big one with who are your favorite authors.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe something like Betty White versus Anne Margaret steel cage match. Who you got?
I'm picking Betty White in that one. However, I would rather go home with the loser. I have always
Absolutely.
Had a thing for Anne Margaret.
Yep. I was thinking that, actually, now that you mentioned that, for the Babe of the Week, classic babes, Anne Margaret, Grace Kelly,
Lana Turner.
Yeah. Raquel Welch.
Oh. Where's our focus light?
Anyway, so yep, we definitely want to do that. The stupid question of the day. See if we can get a little activity going, a little interaction, building those relationships.
Because that's what we're all about.
Right. We are about relationships. And we're down to 40 seconds. So. Now, we got some good stuff, some good ideas there.
Yeah.
Stuff to get cracking on.
Yep. And I am assuming we're having a New Year's Eve show this weekend.
Of course. And, oh, by the way, Doc Mike and Kat are doing a New Year's Eve show right after ours.
Really?
They will be on live through the celebration of the new year, both on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone.
That's huge.
Yeah. So, but we'll be on at regular time, I assume. And see you then.
Yep.